In Massachusetts, it's estimated that more than 850,000 people carry about $33 billion in student loan debt. Those numbers have prompted some state lawmakers to support a bill creating what they're calling a student loan bill of rights. It would give the state more power to regulate loan providers. State Senator Eric Lesser is among the bill's sponsors.
Well, the basic idea here is it's really Wild West with servicing of student loans. They're a $1.5 trillion industry that operates largely unregulated. And the Trump administration has actually been weakening even the modest protections that already exist. So what we're saying is if Washington isn't going to be putting these protections in place, we should put them in place on a state level.
Now, we know that other states like Connecticut passed something similar. What's happened there? Are you modeling this after what happened in Connecticut?
Yeah, so the first state to do something was Connecticut, our neighbor to the south, and the bill is closely mirrored off what Connecticut has done. But really, actually, just in the last year, you've seen significant action in states across the country. California, Illinois, Virginia, Colorado have all seen action on a student loan bill of rights, very similar to the version that we're debating here in Massachusetts.
So what exactly would this bill call for in terms of regulation? How would you propose that you regulate some of these companies?
So there's two main elements. The first is it would create a student loan ombudsman housed in the Attorney General's office who would be in charge of receiving complaints, answering questions from students, and very importantly, would have very substantial investigatory authority to actually go after and look at what's happening with student loan servicers. The second part of the bill would be a licensing regime so that servicers would have to follow standards of good behavior in order to get a license to operate in Massachusetts. Of course, that license could then be taken away if a servicer doesn't follow the rules.
The Department of Education has pushed back on the idea of states regulating what is typically a federal program here. So what do you do about that?
Frankly, I welcome that challenge because Massachusetts is an education state. Our economy relies on having large numbers of well-educated people fueling our life sciences, our high tech, our higher education, healthcare sectors. We have a lot at stake if our students and our student borrowers aren't protected. We protect against bad mortgages, bankruptcy protections, insurance violations. And I would view this as an extension of that.
But, you know, many folks might say, well, with the federal government largely involved in most student lending, what happens is the rates are lower and schools sign up and it's relatively easy for students to borrow. Would this law have to have certain protections to make sure that those things were not detrimentally affected?
This bill in particular is about people who already have loans outstanding, who are not being notified of their rights as they currently exist. A constituent of mine reached out recently. She had gotten cancer, and the student loan servicer that she was working with did not notify her of the forbearance criteria that she might have been eligible for. Under a student loan bill of rights, that student borrower would have gotten the information that they needed. There are other examples like ballooning interest rates for very minimal missed payments or a temporary missed payment because of a lost job. Servicers sending statements in unmarked small envelopes when they know young people are often moving quite a lot. So these are really about kind of basic rules of the road, good behavior that, frankly, we would expect from a used car salesman, let alone somebody selling what is, for most people, one of the most important and substantial financial products that they'll ever purchase.
Now, this bill didn't progress in the State House last year. What's changed?
We just see the student debt crisis continuing to explode, $100 billion in increases every year that this goes unfixed. Other states have stepped up. Colorado and Virginia have active debates underway right now around a student loan bill of rights. California and Illinois have joined Connecticut in passing legislation signed by their governors. Oregon has an active effort underway. So the issue is really catching fire nationwide, and I believe that'll give us a big boost in Massachusetts.
Eric Lesser, state senator from Western Massachusetts, who is supporting a new student loan bill of rights bill. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Deb.